You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, coming from the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alvin Craig, and we invite you to stay with us as we bring you today's Way of Truth broadcast. We open our broadcast service with the West Virginia Trio singing for us, The Blood-Bought Church. Our Heavenly Father, we are truly thankful today for the privilege we have of sharing the gospel with this precious people. And we're trusting that the Holy Spirit will be able to use us and use this broadcast to make it a blessing to each and to every one. We're so thankful for the love of God that brought Jesus into this world to be our Savior and to be our Redeemer. And we know that you love everyone, and it is your desire that they come to know thee. So use this broadcast to bless and to help precious souls. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The Way of Truth singers continue the musical part of our broadcast, and they're going to sing for us, Here Comes the Bride.
God has told us that His bride will bear His name. In her life you'll find no sin, reproach, or shame. salvation, chosen ones from every nation. Here comes the bride. Though she's persecuted, she has passed each test. At a glance you'll see she's fairer than the rest. Though the world is criticizing, you won't find her compromising. There's no need to change, she has the very best. Here comes the bride. The Lord is by her side. She wears the robes of pure salvation, chosen ones from every nation. Here comes the bride. Praise the Lord. The bride of Christ, she stands above all sin and strife. And all her family names are in the book of life. Of her likeness there's no other, she's the only one of her mother. So behold the church of God, the Lamb's bride. Here comes the bride. The Lord is by her side. She wears the robes of pure salvation, chosen ones from every nation. Here comes the bride. Here comes the bride.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Three Kinds of Religion. And I will be reading Joshua chapter 24, verses 14 and 15 for a text. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Religion, according to Webster's dictionary, is reverence for the gods, a system of religious belief, belief in a divine or superhuman power or powers to be obeyed and worshiped as the creator or creators and ruler or rulers of the universe. Any specific system of belief, worship, conduct, and so forth. Now, as our title states, I would like to speak on the thought of three kinds of religion. First of all, ancestral religion. Now, we read in the scriptures, put away the gods which your fathers served. Now, the Chaldeans had gods of fire, light, and the sun. The Egyptians, among others, was apes, serpents, vegetables, and so forth. And there was the god of Bacchus, the god of wine, the god of fertility, and the gods of the Canaanites and the Moabites. And we could go on, I suppose. There was no end to the gods of ancient times. A lot of it started with Nimrod, whom we read very briefly about in the 10th chapter of the book of Genesis, We understand from history that after he died, his wife endeavored to make him a god, and from that came various gods and various religions. And we still have ancestral religions today. Some go back hundreds of years, while some go back thousands of years. Hinduism, Jainism, Buddhism, Confucianism, Taoism, Shintoism, and Zoroastrianism, and how many other isms. Hinduism, among the many beliefs of this religion, is reincarnation as a chain of rebirth in which each soul, through virtuous living, can rise to a higher state. They have names for these different states, and I'll not go into that, but they also believe the cow is sacred. From early times, the Hindus revered the cow and considered it a possessor of great power, and they have many gods. The Hindus' conception of salvation can be obtained one of three ways: the way of works, the way of knowledge, and the way of devotion. Now, Jainism is a split off from Hinduism and is a religion of legalism, for one obtains his own salvation only through the path of rigid self-denial. There is no freedom in this religion, only rules. And Buddhism began in India about 500 years before the birth of Christ. Buddhism denies the existence of a personal God. Therefore, they do not believe God created the earth, and there is no such thing in Buddhism as sin against a supreme being. In regard to Shintoism, it's purely a Japanese religion, the origins of which are buried in antiquity. The Japanese are a people who love their land and believe the islands of Japan were the first divine creation. The Japanese name of their country is, the Japanese name for their country is Nippon, which means sun origin. Until the end of World War II, Japanese children were taught at school that the emperors were descendants of the sun goddess. The word Shinto means the way of the gods. Shintoism has various gods. Shintoism teaches the basic goodness and divine origin of its people. There is no need for a savior. This is the natural consequences of assuming one's race is of celestial origin. Islam was founded by Muhammad, who was born around 570 A.D. in the city of Mecca in Arabia, present-day Saudi Arabia. Islam is a mixture of different religions. In his early life, Muhammad suffered from fits and thought he might be possessed. He married at the age of 25. His wife, a wealthy widow, was 40. At his age of 40, he had his first vision, and his wife convinced him they were from God. In addition to the visions, he supposedly began to get messages from God. He later began to spread his religion by force. The prophet was subject to ecstatic seizures. The Quran, as we have now, is a record of what Muhammad said while in the state of the states of seizures. To the Muslim, the Quran is the true word of God. The Bible has been corrupted and cannot be depended on. Men are required to go to war to spread Islam or defend it against infidels. One who dies in a jihad, that is a holy war, is guaranteed eternal life in paradise. Muslims do not believe Jesus Christ was the Son of God, and they do not believe he was crucified. They do not believe he is the Savior of man. Now, We will stop there in regard to the ancestral religions, and we go to the second part of the thought of three kinds of religion. And the second is environmental religion, that is, the religion of the people, the community. Paul speaks of those who would not accept or endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust or desires, shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, 2 Timothy 4:3. In other words, teachers that would teach whatever they wanted to hear. The book Handbook of Denominations says in regard to community churches, these churches are a result of the desire to eliminate over-churching in some communities and solve attendance of economic and staffing problems to replace the restrictiveness and divisiveness of denominationalism with self-determination and Christian unity. And that's the end of the quote from the book, Handbook of Denominations. And we do have, among community churches, what's called non-denominational churches, and they're just as denominational as any of the rest of them. Many people are what they are because of father and mother or grandparents, not considering what the Bible actually teaches. Some move into a community and there is no congregation of their denomination, and so they will shop around, visit different ones, until they choose a church to go to. Now, to see the truth and leave something you were raised in that is not the truth does not mean your parents were not Christians because they may have belonged to a denomination. That depends on whether they knew Christ as Savior and lived to all the truth they knew. They must have lived to the truth that they knew, and the same is true today. We must live to the truth that we know. So to see the truth and leave something that you were raised in does not mean that your parents, who belong to the same religion, were not Christians. Again, it depends upon whether they were saved and were walking in all the light that they had. No one can walk in light that they do not have. And God does not hold us responsible for truth that we do not know. Now, we go to the third of our three kinds of religion, true religion. And there is such a thing as true religion. In the midst of all the faults, there is a true religion. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." John 14:6. I have said before, and I'll say again on this broadcast, many people profess to believe in Jesus Christ, but they do not believe Jesus Christ. Notice again this scripture, John 14:6. "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." So to deny Jesus Christ is to cut yourself off from the Father. For Jesus said, "No man can come unto the Father but by me." So to deny Jesus Christ, you cut yourself off from access to the Father. In fact, Jesus taught us, even in our praying, that we should come to the Father in His name. Whatever you ask of the Father, in my name, I will do it, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. Jesus also said, "I am the true vine," John 15:1. Now, why did Jesus say, "I am the true vine"? Why didn't He just say, "I am the vine"? Well, when it comes to religion, There are many vines, as it were, that people fasten themselves to. But Jesus said, I am the true vine. And for us to have spiritual life, we, as a branch, must be connected to the true vine. For life can be found only in and through Jesus Christ. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Also Jesus said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. And in this passage of Scripture, he was talking about the sheepfold. I am the door. And he also said that he was the true shepherd, and the true shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. Now I know, as I read a while ago, the Muslims deny that Jesus Christ was crucified. They do not believe that God would allow any of his prophets, and they do consider Jesus a prophet, and they do not believe that God would allow any of his prophets to be crucified or put to death. But the Bible clearly teaches that it was necessary for Jesus Christ not only to come into this world, but for him to suffer and to die and to be raised the third day. Yes, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. And Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, was the only one who could give himself to redeem us. And he did give himself to redeem us from all iniquity and to purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. So there is a pure religion. There is a true religion. Jesus, in speaking to the woman at the well in Samaria, said to her, you worship you know not what. Now the Samaritans believed and supposedly followed the first five books of the Bible, and that's all. That's all they accepted. And they had a place up on the Mount of Blessing, that they went each year and made their animal sacrifices. That's what the woman was talking about when she said, our fathers worship in this mountain. But you Jews, you say that Jerusalem is the place to worship. But Jesus said, you worship you know not what. We know what we worship. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So we read in John 4, 22, 23, and 24. How many religions are there in the world today that are worshiping in vain? Vain religion. Jesus said of some, they worship me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And he also said, in vain they do worship me, teachings for doctrines, the commandments of men. So Jesus said to this woman, you don't know what you worship. And the same is true of multitudes of people today. And I do not say that with any idea of criticism. It's simply a fact. Many people today do not know what they worship. But Jesus said, the true worshipers that worship God must worship him in spirit and in truth. To be able to worship him in spirit and in truth, you must know the truth. And Jesus said, I am the truth. I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now our text tells us, now therefore fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. Put away the gods which your fathers served. So if we're going to worship and serve the true and the living God, we must do it in heart and in sincerity. Now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in truth. True religion is an experience that you have in your heart. And it is not only an experience that you have in your heart, but it is a life that you live from day to day. Yes, true religion is an experience. It's a born-again experience. But it is also a life that you live. For Paul said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Matthew chapter 22, verse 17. Paul, the great apostle, forsook his religion. Yes, he was a Pharisee. So Paul forsook his religion for the true. Many of those who accepted Christ had to forsake the tradition of the elders. Abraham left his ancient ancestral religions to follow and to worship the true and the living God. Does it make any difference what I believe? Does it make any difference what you believe? There is much religion in the world. It takes the truth to open eyes to see what is true religion. And Jesus said, if you will be my disciples indeed, then obey me and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I trust that our thoughts today have proven to be a blessing to you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of sharing this broadcast with this precious people today. And we do trust the Holy Spirit has been able to use it to make it a blessing to our congregation. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share this Another Way of Truth broadcast with you. I'd like to invite you to write us. It would be an encouragement to us if you'd take time to let us know that you hear and appreciate our broadcast. And if you would, give us the call letters of the station over which you hear our program. Our postal address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our webpage address, www.wayoftruth.org, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We surely thank you for listening to the broadcast today, and we invite you to tune in next week when again, the Lord willing, will be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.